If the Atlantic Coast Pipeline can get state approval, they can shift the full expense of the line onto the ratepayers, along with a guaranteed profit. But Kathy Kunkel with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says investors in the utilities may be starting to worry about the financial risks.
The project's been delayed by these court challenges. It's also over budget. The state regulators say you clearly don't need all of the gas capacity that you've signed up for here. We're not going to let you charge it to your ratepayers. Then that would be a very significant blow.
Whether they shift the cost or not, the pipeline recently announced that the total cost will be about $7.5 billion. Ian Price, WFIR News.